And the morning news continues with a local and regional report brought to you in part by your Standard Oil dealers and agents. A cargo ship with some 35 crew members is thought to have sunk in Lake Superior overnight in waves up to 25 feet high and winds 75 miles an hour. The Coast Guard says there probably were no survivors. The vessel is identified as the Edmund Fitzgerald, carrying more than 26,000 tons of taconite pellets from Silver Bay, Minnesota, to Detroit. The Coast Guard says it has spotted an oil slick, life jackets, and other debris in an area where the ship was last seen. Coast Guard Petty Officer Bob Wired in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, before the Fitzgerald sank.
He was expressing difficulty with his vessel due to the unusual sea conditions. His decks had been washed, and that his vent covers had been torn off, and he was taking on water. He had a slight list that his pumps were handling the situation. He was in no danger. And at 7:10, approximately 7:10, when he still had radio communications, radar sightings, and a visual sighting at 10 miles, the ship no longer had any contact with him whatsoever.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Bob Wired, the debris found about 45 miles northwest of Sault Ste. Marie. Ogle Bay Norton Company of Cleveland owned the Fitzgerald. Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance of Milwaukee chartered it. Columbia Transportation Division ran it.
And this is WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Time is 10 o'clock.
CBS News. This is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. November is the meanest month for mariners on the inland waterways. A fierce storm with hurricane-force winds was sweeping the Great Lakes, driving 25-foot waves on Lake Superior last night. Without warning, a 730-foot oar vessel disappeared with a crew of 29 men. The Edmund Fitzgerald had said it was taking water last night but had the pumps on. The Coast Guard reports debris washing up now on the beach 50 miles from Sault Ste. Marie.
Found a lot of debris, such as life jackets, and they found two overturned lifeboats. They found an oil slick, which would indicate that she went down.
On November 11th, 1913, 18 vessels were lost on the Great Lakes, with 245 seamen drowned. More news in a minute.
This is WCCO Radio's 1155 News Summary. I'm Jurgen Nash. 29 men were reported aboard the cargo ship Edmund Fitzgerald when it apparently sank in heavy seas on Lake Superior shortly after 7 last night. The search is underway today, but so far only debris has been found. The captain of the Fitzgerald has been identified as E.R. McSorley of Toledo, Ohio. Another person on board was said to be a cadet sailor, but that's the extent of identification at this time from the owners, Ogilvy Norton Company of Cleveland, Ohio. Coast Guard spokesman Lieutenant Gerald Ahrens tells WCCO Radio News that winds were 75 miles per hour at the time and waves were 25 feet high. We asked him how much a vessel like the Fitzgerald could withstand.
Well, there are other conditions that would come into this. It'd be the duration of the swells would also be a factor, and it was rather a confined area, so that the swells would be of short duration, causing a rather severe chop for a ship of that size. Normally, if you have one swell that's coming up on the bow while another swell is just running off the stern, the ship would have a tremendous tendency to sag in the middle. Of course, it would be complicated by the fact that he was taking on water and had a list.
Lieutenant Gerald Ahrens of the Coast Guard has said the storm was one of the worst in the past couple of years on Lake Superior's eastern side. More news in a minute. WCCO Radio's 255 News. This is Jurgen Nash. The search continues in the waters of eastern Lake Superior for an ore carrier which reportedly has sunk during a severe storm. The ship, the Edmund Fitzgerald, was last heard from at about 7:10 last night. It was reported about 20 miles northwest of Whitefish Point on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The Coast Guard reports sighting some debris, but it's not known if the material is from the missing boat. No distress call was ever received from the ship. It did report it was taking on water in the storm, but that its pumps were operating normally. Suddenly, the boat disappeared with all members of the crew. The search is being hampered by high winds and choppy seas. WCCO Radio News at 5 o'clock. This is Jurgen Nash, and the news is presented by the people who lead the way in savings, service, and premiums. safe, sound Twin City Federal with 21 offices throughout the Twin City area. Ships and aircraft have been crisscrossing the eastern tip of Lake Superior today, searching for possible survivors after the ore carrier Edmund Fitzgerald sank in the storm-whipped lake with 29 crewmen aboard. No survivors or bodies have been found as yet, although an oil slick, lifeboats, a life raft, and other debris have been spotted.
In nearby Duluth, high winds last night downed a power transmission line that caused a two-hour power outage for areas from East Duluth to Silver Bay, affecting some 7,000 customers of Minnesota Power and Light. We'll have the forecast at the end of this newscast. At least six men from Minnesota and Wisconsin among the crew of the lost ship Fitzgerald are among those reported missing after that sinking yesterday in Lake Superior. They are 55-year-old Frederick Beecher of Superior, Wisconsin, 55-year-old Nolan Church of Silver Bay, Minnesota, 59-year-old Joseph Mazes of Ashland, Wisconsin, 24-year-old Blaine Wilhelm of Ashland, 45-year-old Alan Kelman of Washburn, Wisconsin, and Michael Armagost of Iron River, Wisconsin. One man scheduled to make the trip, 28-year-old Richard Bishop of Duluth, stayed behind because of ulcers. He says he hopes to be assigned to another carrier next week. How could a cargo ship the size of the Fitzgerald, 729 feet long, possibly sink, no matter how severe the weather? Dr. Julius Wolf of the University of Minnesota Duluth, a ship expert, has some possible reasons.
A fracture of the hull, which is a possibility, maybe remote, but still there. Hatch covers might have got ripped off, although these are powerful steel hatch covers now used. And again, it has happened, but it's rather remote. Oh, I suppose conceivably you could have had the complete break in two, but again, we've only documented one of those in over 75 years. As far as I can ascertain, only about 256 ships are permanently lost up on this lake.
Dr. Julius Wolf of the University of Minnesota, Duluth.